Project Petal.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Pata. Big Fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Something like I said, you're not a vegetarian anymore?
Nah, I wasn't. That didn't come up at all.
Ah.
It's not what you said.
Man. You said something about how you was eating meat.
Don't make me bring up your henchmen.
They call that nigga, Arby's.
They be vicariously doing.
Call you Arby's.
All right, y'all. Arby's.
I'm not talking about runs batted in either.
Hey.
Ooh.
James got the runs. Welcome back to the Honorable Mention Podcast.
Yeah,
I am not your boy, the homebody. Homeboy. I am Marcel. And with me today, I have James.
Yes, yes.
And I have Lewis.
Big Lou in the
and
building.
Chris is somewhere having technical difficulties. He may or may not be joining us later. Who knows?
A lot of technical difficulties. Paul Colbert might have taken him out this week.
It might have. And I had nothing to do with that.
Allegedly.
We'll wait till the episode drops.
I didn't shoot anybody in the knees. Nothing. I'm innocent.
Just this
I swear.
Week.
But you was
dreadful this week though.
Dreadful.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, dreadful. Yeah,
my man came through with a video shoot and switched up the whole personality.
Yo, nothing about none of that.
Lou almost took me out when he said you were cosplaying as Cinnamon.
Yeah, that was funny.
That shit was mad funny.
Yo, for the audience though, Marcel shot a video with Capital OD. They were in a dollar van. Shit happened. He's gonna get into. But my man, he showed up in a story with some dreadlocks on, and that shit almost took me out.
But that video shoot was fun.
I'm not gonna lie.
We've heard some stories.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me
like,
either.
I feel like it's gonna be. I already like the song a lot.
Appreciate
and I feel
it.
Like this video is gonna be like, it's gonna be one of my favorite videos.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun shooting it. We definitely got a lot of real cool shots in there. And it was just a cool day overall. Like, we did the little thing where we were driving the dollar van around and we, like, mm-hmm. picked people up. We transported the niggas like it was a dollar van once. After that, we was just like, yeah, we're not doing that. You could just get in and then shoot your cameo and then get out because...
Yeah.
I'm not trying to drive all of you niggas all over the place.
That sounds like a job.
Yeah, that's a dub. Especially since we had like a whole schedule we were trying to keep up
with. Oh, okay, okay.
But yeah, a lot of people hit us up trying to be in the video, so we got as many as we could.
I like the commercial I had for it. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was tight.
And I did not know it was pronounced Captal OD.
Hey, it's your boy Captal OD.
It is not. But that's
just how he
wanted
it?
To pronounce it that time.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, I brought it back. I'm like, damn, I've been saying it wrong the whole time. Then.
No, I think we had a whole episode.
I don't know, man. He's Canadian.
Pronounced the capital.
Okay. There it is. Because it sounded fancy. He said Captal.
Captal, capital, capital, El Capitan, whatever, man. You know how rappers are. Rappers always got to like try and switch their name up like their name isn't their name. Pusha T, the only one that like stood firmly on that stance.
My name is my name.
Yeah, he was like, Push. Nah, because even he went King Push.
He did. Yeah.
So all these niggas want to be King. Yeah,
don't let rappers fool you. They all want to switch it up.
So it's like, you just Pusha T. Okay, Terrence.
Okay. Or in the words of. Yo, Steve Harvey, that's just one of the funniest things to this day. He's like, what the fuck is a Pusha T? Pusher T.
Why was he mad at Push?
Because he was tired of like niggas bringing his name up in rap records. So like, while they were setting up for Family Feud, and he was just talking like off the record. First of all, it's mad funny because like when he's off the record on Family Feud, he'd be cursing up a storm.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
And,
it's Steve Harvey.
And then, like, somebody was asking him, like, yo, did you hear that Pusha T? And he was like, yeah, they told me this broke boy Pusha T mentioned me in his record. Yeah, he called him a broke boy. Yo, he went in on him. This was years of, like, people making fun of his suits and stuff. So he was just.
Wow.
He had it up to him.
That.
Yeah. And, like, he had the hard arm.
Shoot that mustache off of your face, bro.
But why he had the hard arm, though?
Precision.
Why he had the hard R, Pusher, Pusher.
You gotta make him feel it.
I feel like you put more emphasis on the sh than you do on the R. push
like, shirt teeth.
The forehead vein comes out when you do the shh.
You see it?
Yo, you're right. Yeah,
it's not a good visual.
Oh man, whole forehead bulging.
Yo.
You can't AO for the rest of the day. Like, you're done.
Lou, your AO card is pulled.
All right, my bad. I'm just gonna go along with it before they can start pulling receipts. Yeah. You guys are right.
We holding on to the receipts.
So, did you guys take out any insurance? No, hold on, we're not done yet. Did you get any insurance for the van?
Listen, all right. So while we were driving this van, right? Even leading up to it, Odie was like, "Yo, fool, you gonna drive the van right?" I was like, "No, the fuck, I'm not. Who the fuck you think I am, bro? You Jamaican, you drive the van. How about that?"
Fool was like, "Like a dollar fan driver to you."
My man Shekani, who's one of the other dudes on the song, him and Ish. I was like, "Yo, Shekani's from Yard, real Yard Bunting,
really."
In my drive vans, get him.
And he pulled up with the vans on.
Wow,
son. So Odie's driving this van. He's like, he FaceTimes me. He's like, "Yo, just picked up the van. I'm gonna hit you when I get back home." And I'm like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna take a nap, so I'm not gonna answer that call. But like, I'll wake up sometime around when you should be calling." Before I even fell asleep, I'm like laying in bed, phone ringing again. I'm like, "Yo, what's good?" He was like, "Yo, I just crashed the van, bro."
Oh my gosh.
I was like, "What you mean crash the van?" He was like, "I was like going under this overpass. I go under all the time, but like I forgot I was in a van." I smashed the shit up, and I was like, "Yo, that's crazy. You got it." Underpass?
I thought he just tied somebody in the back.
That's what I thought too.
Damn, like, son.
How tall was the van?
It was pretty high. It was definitely bigger than your standard dollar van.
So that's like, shit was like 12 feet always. And he went under the 12 foot underpass.
Yeah. It was more like a sprinter van than
Okay.
Yeah. So like once he pulled up and I saw it, like originally I thought he was kind of fucking with me.
Oh.
Cause like I had sleep brain when he was talking to me and I was just like, "Oh, word. Damn, that's crazy. That's wild." And then I hung up and I thought about it a little bit. It was like, what overpass is low enough for you to smash a van into it? Like, this nigga be fucking with me. Sure enough, he pulled up. There's a big ass dent in that roof, bro. I got in the van and the roof was like coming down and I was like, "Yo, windshield was cracked."
Oh,
and I was like, "So what insurance you said you got?" He was like, "I got like minimum protection." I was like, "Oh, what?"
It's only like minimum damage, my nigga.
It looks like maximum carnage, my nigga.
Oof, hate to see it.
And we were talking about it. I was like, "Yo, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this before the shoot. Like, let's just do that. We'll cross this bridge when we come to it."
Yeah.
So we go about doing a shoot.
He already crossed enough bridges, as you can see.
Yeah, right? Bridge crossing is over.
Bridge crossed him.
Son. Yeah, thanks.
But, yeah, anytime anyone pulled up and they saw it, they was just like, "Oh, damn, nigga." He was like, yeah.
Damn, that was the worst.
Hey, well, you know what? Add a character to it, I guess.
No. Someone else said that, and I was like, it really doesn't, though.
you gotta add a little bit of brightness to the dark.
Yo, I need to know what the cost of that is,
son. I don't want to ask. I don't think he knows yet because
he took the ship back, somebody
rented it from some dude out in Jersey.
Oh,
but he said like when he got back, he showed it to him, and dude was just like mad understanding, like, "Yo, shit happens."
Oh, he like, must have mad vans.
If you rented,
you got the right Jersey vehicle, right?
Facts.
He would have ended up with no kneecaps with the wrong one.
Apparently, though, they had to like go to a police precinct to fill out the police report. For the shit. And like the cops were supposed to just show up at the crib, but they never came. So when they went to the precinct, he said the precinct was all boarded up. And he was just like, "They just don't have cops in Patterson, I guess." Because we get to the police precinct, there's no one here, so I guess they just don't have a police department.
Nope.
And I was just like, "I guess not." So I don't know.
It's been defunded.
Maybe you getting off on this one.
It seems like it. You know, lucky for him, I guess.
As long as they don't know his real name. Did he have the dreads on?
He did not have the dreads on. I'm the only person that
I would have thrown the dreads on, you know what I mean? Because like he don't got to know your name. I don't think that's how that works, though.
Wait, that's definitely not.
Did Dreadful make the video? Was that like a character in the video?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I would be wearing dreads. Why else would I be walking around?
You were just bored, you know? You were just running around in a van all day. I don't know.
He just felt like having dreads.
Sometimes I feel like having dreads.
Had a whole mop on my head for no reason.
That's true.
You did.
Mop with the mask.
Mob with the mask.
I love the food. I love the food cameos and videos. They're great. They're very like wholesome.
Are they?
Well, I mean, in Ann's video, you just did a nice little dab. Meanwhile, you got James over here riding up the party, and Chris pouring a drink in Marcy's mouth.
Yeah,
easy dab.
That all sounds about right.
Yeah,
it does sound about right. I would just be chilling, and Chris would be walling.
Yeah.
James would also be walling. Or Harlem Shaking. Different variation of walling.
I'm the worried one.
He killing with the show. I mean, you were dead.
Yeah. I'm always the one looking out for everybody. Making sure you're good. James, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Making sure Ann doesn't have a fishbowl in her hands.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
That's
one of the hardest tasks to do out here.
You earn your keep, Lou.
Facts, but my week was all right. You know, we did a quote unquote lyric / music video today. That's coming out soon.
Okay. That's cool.
Just trying to get some work done. Now that COVID's lighting up a little bit out here, niggas could be outside a little bit.
Is it for some new music or some
off the album that dropped? But we got new music working. We're working with James in the studio on new music though. That's coming out too.
That's what's up. I look forward to hearing that shit.
James, what you been up to, son?
Man, listen, I've been on zombie mode, man.
Work, 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 work.
Just work. Send me this nigga up.
Every time I hit this nigga up, this nigga takes 3 hours to answer me back, so I know he's working.
Yo.
Damn.
You hate to see it. James hits me back instantly, so I don't know. Maybe he just don't like you.
Damn. I hate to have to find out like this.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Lewis.
Damn. He'd be too busy talking to you and Chris.
I'm sorry.
Just randomly commenting.
Yo, that's like one of my favorite pastimes is randomly commenting on Marcel.
My response is always the same. Just like, yo, put your phone down, bro. Like, just get out of here.
That's the best way to like spark a conversation nowadays, just answering people's stories.
What was the last thing? The last thing you said to me was, go home, nigga.
And not I said, knowing where you were.
And I said, never, my ear to the streets like garbage can wheels.
And I did not respond. I was done. I was good.
Yo, that's bars
like
though.
That sounds like an O2 Jadakiss bar. That sounds like aha has to come after that one.
he did it on that beat for sure.
Oh yeah. The nastiest of temples.
Yo, speaking of beats, y'all heard that new Nas?
No, I haven't yet.
The Nas and Hit-Boy shit.
I did hear a line from that song.
Yeah.
That a certain female that made an uproar on Twitter.
Unapologetically black, the opposite of Doja Cat.
Ooh. Oh.
People were upset, and I was just like, I don't understand why. Y'all clearly remember the Doja Cat. Y'all know what happened.
Y'all got the info. Yo,
I get where this bar came from. I'm looking forward to that project because it's the first time where I'm expecting every beat on the album to be good.
Mm. Not like the Kanye project
second time I'm expecting that to happen. It didn't get delivered the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't even say that because those beats were good. They just weren't the beats that Nas rapped on.
Yeah. That's really what it was.
Yeah. That definitely didn't sound jointed as it could be.
What's this song called that you're talking about?
Oh shit, I don't remember. Hold on, dude.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but I just know that one bar that people were on up for. But I don't get why people were so upset about it. It was like you guys know what she's been up to. You guys know what she did. Yeah. You know what she's said on video. So it was like, what are you so upset about?
Yeah, like I don't know.
People were, I remember I saw this one tweet that were like Nas will go after her, but stay quiet about like certain niggas. It was like, I don't know what you expect. Like, we want Nas to like answer on every fucking like issue out there. Like, yeah, Doja Cat rhymed with whatever he was trying to rhyme with. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's
it was also like really current.
Yeah.
Or like it fit well.
Man, I'll take it.
And what was the bar again? The opposite of anti-black?
He was saying he's unapologetically black.
Unapologetically black. I'm sorry that J. Cole doesn't rhyme with black.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, that shit happens.
I don't know who you wanted him to talk about. But man, whatever. The song was cool.
Nas can talk about whoever he wants to talk about, man.
Right?
I feel like he's earned that right.
Yeah. He's a legend in this game.
My man's went toe-to-toe with Jay-Z. He's went toe-to-toe with fucking you name it. 50. Who else? Who else is on his list?
I don't think Nas has gone toe-to-toe with that many people, son.
I don't think so either. I think Jay-Z, he was kind of tired. He was like, yo,
I feel like people just been cool with Nas.
Nah, he had problems with for the longest with, I think it was with Mobb Deep also. I think.
Yeah, well,
that's some queen shit. But
Mobb Deep,
he had problems. It was a lot of people on rap.
I'm trying to think who else.
I'm pretty sure Jay had way more beefs than Nas did.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, Nas probably have more street shit, I guess, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, Jay definitely, and I'm trying to think who else.
Has Drake had the most beef with anybody? Besides, I think he's had more than 50.
Drake's had the most random beefs with people. Like, I mean, Pusha T, the one with Pusha T, that was
a buildup.
That's like a 10-year-old beef.
The most random beef. Nelly and Kara's one had to be the most random beef of all time.
Yeah, that really was the most random.
That one was very random.
What are y'all doing?
To this day, I don't understand.
That's the one that nobody asked for.
Nobody. Like, nobody from the Bronx or St. Louis.
Oh, I got another one for you. Ice-T and Soulja Boy.
Forgot about that shit. Did Ice-T make a video about that?
Yeah.
Ice-T, you pussy ass nigga. No, Soulja Boy, you a pussy ass brat or some shit.
He lost that one.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Ice-T lost that one, man.
Yeah, just for being involved, he lost that shit.
Facts. Yeah. We've experienced some whack ass beats in hip hop, but we still love it. Fuck it.
Like, yeah. You know, we take slow days in the office.
So yeah, like Common and Drake wasn't that intriguing either.
You said which one?
Common and Drake.
Yeah, Common and Drake wasn't.
Like, how you gonna beef with Common? And how you gonna beef with Drake? These are two like calm niggas.
Listen, that's what happens when you both piece in the same person, right?
You know,
I think that's what it was over.
Yeah, it was Ross Arena.
Yeah.
You know. The majority of Drake's beefs haven't been the most compelling things in the world to me.
I think let's say the majority of rap beefs were about females, and I was about to agree with you.
Oh, nah.
Well, yeah, a lot.
You don't think so?
Oh, about the majority of rap beefs
in general?
Females?
Yeah.
They might be. I don't know.
Yeah, in general, yeah.
Like, I don't have rap beefs in my mental Rolodex to just be able to be like, yeah, the first rap beef in rap beef history was about
who Simone. Was the first rap beef?
Like, I don't. Oh, the first rap beef in rap history,
it's like fucking
Sugar Hill Gang,
and fucking Sugar Hill Gang, the Sugar Hill Gang.
It's like,
can you imagine
beefing those... over who got the most coke that night? Like, I don't know.
Yo, can you imagine
this song? The songs.
I went to the store.
Saw these punk ass niggas.
Don't make me slap you, boy. I'ma slap you, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't make me slap you, boy. I'ma slap you, boy.
Man, I should just get light after that.
Oh my god.
Oh, this boy, he didn't want to split the eight ball with your man.
Uh-huh.
So I ran up and I said, little nigga, you gonna get these hands.
Woo, yo, hey. Myself might have been
in the 80s. Myself might have been in the 80s.
He could have been a late 70s rapper. Late early. Ooh, a late
70s rapper. It yeah. wasn't even a rapper in the late 70s. He would have been a pioneer.
He would have been a pioneer. When did it start? Was it 1979? Was it 79?
Yeah. Marcel would have had the IG brother looking crazy at him. Like, what are you doing?
Ooh.
Yo, I would look. Yo, Marcel, what if we took you and we dropped you in 1979 with your knowledge of beats and music?
I'd be a complete failure.
Would you?
Because they'd sit me down with like those OG drum machines and I'd look at them like, nigga, the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
No, no, no. Like, you bring your equipment with you.
Oh, I'm a shit on all those niggas daily.
He would be an Icy Bro at that point.
Minimal effort. They could be like, what is he doing with the drum machine? I was like, the oh basics.
You know, like that one meme with a nigga with a freestyle and like, oh!
Yo, how would that...
Dude, this is just like throwing the record back to the same spot.
I've always had fantasies about that.
I got Pro Tools.
Pro Tools? Like, fam, you can't even run Pro Tools back then. Like, you didn't even got internet for that.
He's the only person with internet.
Ooh. I'm doing so many other things in this time period besides making rap music.
Mad cocaine. Like, just all the cocaine.
No.
Look at both of your priorities. Lou wants to do coke. You want to make rap. I'm going to be a fucking billionaire because I know what's happening in the future.
No, your only knowledge is of music. That's it.
Nah, he knows what Facebook is.
Nah, there ain't no Facebook. He has the internet, but
there will be when I make it.
But he can't look at any of the sites of present.
Nigga, Marcel Zuckerberg, I'm out here.
Marcel Zuckerberg.
Y'all gonna see weird photos of me surfboarding
with a redhead,
mad. Mad sunscreen on my face.
Yo, that's nasty. That's a nasty name.
I always actually fantasize about that, like going back in time with the knowledge you have now. Like, I would start
Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
What?
I said about like going back in time with like the knowledge you have now and just fucking up the game.
But I mean, it would be kind of tough because there's a lot of steps you gotta.
I'm re-recording all of Jay-Z's albums.
I don't fantasize about time travel.
As yourself?
Time travel as myself. Is
okay.
That's nasty. That's horrible. That's not gonna go nowhere.
I don't know the same cadence.
Rapid hove bar right now.
I'm good.
All right. Nigga was about to sound like a gangster Muppet.
I got 99 problems, son.
That's how he delivers. 99 problems. That song's going wood.
Double wood.
That song's going to no idea's gonna look at me like, what the fuck is this, son?
We had a long ass conversation about Mike Geronimo's greatness because of this nigga. Jazzo ain't never pick your ass up.
A CD going Geronimo into the garbage.
You better go find those 96 bricks, nigga. Get your life right.
At least he knows the address. So you good? You good?
I'm the one that sold the 96 bricks. When I traveled back in time.
Look what you traveling back in time.
It always comes back to cocaine for you.
I don't even know how to sell cocaine. I just got
true Dominican.
That's the fuck the fuck.
This nigga's the plug.
Nigga Lou find the cocaine, don't even know what to do with it.
Nope.
I'm just looking at it like,
what do I do?
I would get the little bag and try to scoop it in.
they can try to sell it on eBay.
White Lego bricks. 18 times doesn't know how to do shit.
Yo, son. Oh my gosh.
That's a movie. Somebody got to write the movie.
Wow, that's an amazing movie, by the way.
That's a horrible movie.
Wow, they call him Brick Bezos. I like
Brick
that.
Brick Bezos.
I kind of like that.
I got to go find fucking Zuckerberg and start a cocaine empire on Facebook.
Brick Bezos. And Marcel Zuckerberg.
I'm doing.
We gotta go find James Jobs.
I'm going back to curb stomp Trump in the bassinet.
Wow.
And to start Facebook. That's wow. It.
You give Marcel the dreads. He'll be Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
I'm gonna give you all of the Kanye.
There's an electric car called the Rosla.
It runs on hemp.
Yo, how's it supposed to be an electric car quiet? That shit mad loud.
The fumes are darker than a regular car.
That's what it sounds like.
That's
what
the engine sounds.
Yo,
I'm hot and the AC's on.
Yo, sounds like a personal problem.
You'll be hot in a Rosslyn, nigga. No AC. Costs too much. So, AC? Manah.
You just got the gym fan in the back. And you just go.
Yo. Oh, y'all are. Huh.
Only y'all comes in red. Only comes in red, green, black, and yellow.
Yo, I'm game.
Yo, but before we get all the way off of shit we did this week, I want to talk about my trip to Six Flags.
Oh, yes, please.
Or COVID Flags.
COVID Flags.
Fun.
I wish there were more stories because I enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, they don't let you take your phones on rides and shit. So we just tossed ours in the locker. A couple people were walking around with theirs after a certain point because niggas just got tired of that.
Anymore, really?
Nah. Want you to pay for the locker because they want you to pay for everything.
Wait, why don't they want you to have your phones?
Because they don't, like, no loose objects, yada, yada. But, like, if you got zip pockets, you should be straight.
Oh. That's what I do when I go to Six Flags. I make sure I got zip pockets.
Yeah. It's just only time you should be seen wearing cargo shorts.
Yep. Yeah, facts.
In Jersey, in the middle of fucking Jackson, with some cargo shorts.
You know, that.
But that experience for sure spoiled me when it comes to theme parks.
Oh,
the rest of my life, son. Yo, I have never ridden every roller coaster in a theme park in like an hour.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I'm jealous.
In front, so I might just go.
We did everyone at least twice.
Oof! Kingdom Cow was working.
Yeah.
She look at yo, Jersey's coming up, son. Kingdom Cow was finally working twice.
First time I went to Six Flags, that shit. I mean, not first time. This is the first time I went where that shit was working. But the last time I went, I was like, yo, my only mission is to get on Kingdom Cock because I've been on everything but that. It started raining and it was like, yo, it's done.
Yeah.
Wait, how long ago was that?
That was a couple years back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kingdom
Cock, I've ridden like, my average is like once every 4 years, I can ride Kingdom Cock. How much shit is done?
I never went on it because I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I went on it once and I was like, I'm good.
I went on that shit 3 times in a row.
Oh, you're wild, man.
There was no reason for me not to. I didn't even have to get off the ride.
Yeah, I mean.
We rode the shit one time. It pulled back into the shit. Some family on in the front and they were just like, if you want to ride it again, just continue to sit there. Like, it's
is it as scary as it looks?
That drop is pretty serious, but after that, it doesn't do anything.
It's quick too. That's the thing. It's quick.
Yeah, it definitely feels like you're riding a jet and not a roller coaster. Like that shit moves.
The two bad parts are the beginning when you get that whiplash when it just starts going, and then when the drop down. Those are like the worst parts.
So, dude that was operating the shit was an asshole because he did a countdown. He was like 10, 9, 8. Just kidding. Bro.
Instant whiplash.
I remember when they first put that in, they had to when they first put King the Cotton in. Damn, has it been already 10 years since they did that?
I think it's close to it already.
Yo, I think so, yeah.
I remember they had to like shut the ride down because too many people were getting sick because it was too fast, I think, or some shit like that.
Yeah, that shit is fast as fuck.
And they had to like lower the speed. Like that shit right now is the speed lowered.
So since you went on every ride multiple times, what's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride had
to I got like a top three.
Damn, I'm trying to remember my top three now. What's your top three? Because that'll remind me of the names of the rides.
My number one is always Nitro. Nitro is always my number one.
Nitro was my number one. Yeah.
There you go. El Toro is number two.
Okay.
And number three will probably be, it's not there no more, but the Great American Coaster, just because it fucks you up.
Yo, El Toro fucks you up. You like all the ones that whoop your ass.
Yo, fam, I remember the first time I had gone on El Toro, I went on El Toro followed by Nitro. I was, yo, my stomach was done after that.
Yeah. You got to take a break after that one.
Nah, like, I think that was like, because I had written everything else, but that one ended my day right there.
The thing about Nitro, I like it just because, like, the actual, like the way you go is the most entertaining.
Yeah.
But that Seatbelt gives me fucking anxiety.
Yeah, you just feel like you're gonna flip over it, right?
Yeah, I keep pushing that shit down. I was like, oh, nah, fam. You guys gotta get like the shoulder straps one day.
I had an experience there where like my boy almost died.
I would imagine.
Not on Nitro, on Superman, which is my number two. My number three is El Toro.
Superman's over my warm up. I go there, I go to Superman first as the warm up because it's the easiest.
The Joker's right at the entrance and it's pretty simple. Yeah. That should be the warm up.
Well, your Joker's new. I haven't been to Superman in like 2 years. So I don't think I've gone to Joker yet.
Damn, it's all right. Like it flips around while it spins you and shit. It's cool. I like it. Oh. But on Superman, my boy, he's pretty big. His nickname is Heavy. So it's a fucked up nickname, right?
It's a fucked up nickname.
I didn't give it to him. I was introduced to him. They said, like, yo, this is my boy Heavy. I was like, all right, cool. If you allow niggas to call you that, that's on you.
Yo, Lou, it was like, I had a quick sidetrack. I had seen a meme that said, Hispanics are the only ones that take your insecurity and use it as your nickname. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's your nickname, Lou?
My family nickname is actually Luima, which sounds a lot like Wilma, which I don't use it. But I don't think I've had like an insecurity. But I've had like a lot of cousins be like Goldo or like Enana, which is like short. They do that a lot.
Okay. You a regular height, nigga.
I don't really have anything to like, I guess like Moreno because I'm darker.
Yeah.
Well, what were you going to say, Marcel? That was a quick sidetrack.
Yeah. So we're on Superman and we're like fixing the latches and shit. And it's like, all right, cool. I'm all secure. I'm strapped in or whatever. And he's like, I feel like my shit is loose. I don't know. They're getting ready to do the ride. Someone comes back because they already went through and did the check.
Superman, right?
Good to go. Yeah. And you know, Superman. It tilts you when you just you hang it there. Someone came back over and they gave his shit like one good shove and then it clicked in place. Oh, and then the ride started like immediately after.
Bro,
he would have been
that would have been a long day.
That would have been a long way down.
Jesus. Shit, well, not for him. He heavy. He'd have done that pretty quick.
I guess
gravity, bro.
It's just gravity.
No, if you get flung out of Superman, you're right, dying.
They came back. So ever since that day, anytime I get on any roller coaster, I check that shit constantly until the ride starts.
Yeah, I don't play with that.
Yo, is Bizarro still there?
Bizarro's still there. I feel like that was my first time riding Bizarro.
See, Bizarro, the thing about Bizarro is it's all right, but yo, at nighttime, I rode that shit at nighttime one time. That shit was fire at nighttime.
It's cool because they have the fire that like shoots out.
Like I feel like a lot of them roller coasters, like when it's dark out, it hits a little bit differently.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, theme parks in general, like, hit different at night just because the lights make everything look cooler. But the way shit is now, like, they close at 7:30.
Oh, because of the because everything going on, I guess.
Yeah. And like, concession stands weren't open like that.
Yeah.
There were people playing the games, but you had to put on gloves. So, like, everyone that was shooting basketballs, like, they had gloves on because you can't just be handling a basketball. So, the next person comes handle it. And I'm like, at that point, like, just don't do that.
Nah. Yeah.
I'm like, good. We shouldn't even be here to begin with.
No, definitely like, not. Definitely not.
None of this shit that we're doing should be done. But I got niggas on Steinway smoking hookah on top of each other. So, like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to at least die because of me.
And there's people there's women, there's people in the Bronx having strip shows spraying liquids out their vaginas on cars.
But so. I will say they took a lot of precautions. Like, everyone was 6 feet apart. You were social distancing on the rides.
They had no choice.
Limited amount of people. That's how I ended up on every ride 3 times because there's no line.
Yeah, I might just
I saw one group that had a fast pass and we all just looked at them like, yo, what are y'all doing?
Fucking idiots.
Y'all got to skip the line on one ride because the line just happened to get longer than any other line we were on. But it was really just you're waiting to get on the next one.
Six Flags was like, perfect. Pay for that fast pass.
Take the money.
How much were the tickets? Are the tickets discounted? My fault.
$50.
Okay. Because they're usually like $70, right?
That's regular price.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
If you have a Coke can.
Oh,
there you go.
But yeah, you got the Coke can price without the Coke.
We was there all day. Always about Coke with this nigga, son.
And what I was saying, what was the most boring ride you went on? Because I know my boring ride.
Green Lantern. That shit sucks.
Green Lantern was...
And it's uncomfortable. I felt like my nuts were in my butt.
That's up there for worst rides. But Batman and Robin, that shit gotta go.
Batman and Robin's whack.
It's not even there anymore, I don't think.
No, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Did they change the name?
It's like on the other side. It's like almost halfway indoor. It's like, you know where that Batmobile is? It's by there.
Yeah. But now they got like the Gotham City experience or some shit.
No, that's also there. But I think the Batman Robin's next to it.
That's the Dark Knight.
So they changed the name?
That's the Dark Knight, completely indoors.
No, the Dark Knight is when you come into the room and the Joker does that whole little intro thing. But it's also a Batman and Robin. Unless they took it out, but...
I don't think it's there, bro, because it's like...
Oh, yeah, finally, then. That shit was boring as
fuck. They got some new ride that they're building, though, that like looks like it's going to be cool.
They still have space?
They own a lot of land, fam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Space, like ground-wise, yeah, they own a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess they did take that. It says failed roller coasters, Batman and Robin, the chiller.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Problematic roller coaster.
All right, so Green Lantern hold the crown. That's just Medusa with extra shit. That's all it was.
That's really all it is. Having to stand up on that shit, trash.
Yeah.
Because you got like the little thing where like you kind of sit, but you kind of stand. And it just, if you have testicles, it's just not comfortable at all.
You know which one was low-key fun? It's not a roller coaster, but...
I feel like this nigga about to say Wonder Woman.
Nah. Oh, well, I haven't...
That's my shit, though.
Last time I went, I don't even think they had that shit. I think it's the... Is it the Tasmanian Devil shit? The one with the...
The kiddie ride?
Nah, it's the one where you have, like, four rows and the whole shit flips upside down and all that and keeps flipping.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know if they have that shit.
I don't know. You probably went to like the California Six Flags.
Nah. I only been to the Jersey one. It's like in the it's in the middle by the bungee jumping thing is close by and like it's like a big it's like four rows and y'all.
I probably was smart enough to stay away from it, so I probably didn't experience it.
I was
probably smart enough to like not go near it, so.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
That sounds dangerous.
Because I was like, "Yo, that shit." That's what I thought, and I was like, "Oh, it's not that bad." The only one I never went on is King the Car and the bungee jumping shit. I think those are the only ones I never.
Well, is the shit is the same next year? We sure I'll go.
Yo, that's a fact. I'm with that.
Only, I don't want to go when it's crowded again. That shit was ass.
I don't want to go anywhere when it's crowded again.
Yo, fam, I feel like when you go to theme parks or Six Flags, wherever, when it's crowded, you literally have to spend like 9 hours there to try to ride every ride. Like, you will spend like an hour on each line waiting for the ride. Like, that shit is draining. Same thing at water parks. Yo, you
I never went to water parks.
Like, huh?
I never went to water. Water parks weren't my thing.
Yo, fam, it's good, but like, you be on the line for like 45 minutes, and the whole ride is like 50 seconds long down the slide. Yeah. That's the only thing. But
I don't fuck with water parks.
I've never been a fan. That's looking like a thing of the past now, though.
Especially now.
Hurricane
Harbor was trash, and yeah. I remember the first time I went there. Like, I was mad hyped because I would always see the commercials. And I'm like, yo, I love Six Flags. So I'm like, oh, shit, they opened in a water park.
Yeah, Hurricane Harbor was trash.
Bro, that shit was ass juice.
Like, ass juice. You don't want to swim in ass juice.
Bro, it was trash. But
Dorney Park was okay.
Split Splash was better than Hurricane Harbor by a lot.
Okay. I've never been to Split Splash. I've been to Dorney.
Split Splash was cool. Split
Splash was cool. The best water park I ever been to was actually in DR. It was called, like, Columbus or something. But that was probably like the best.
That sounds fire. I can't lie.
They had one. They used to have one in Orlando called Wet and Wild. And I seen
Wet and Wild in Orlando is somewhere I don't want to be.
Yo, bro, I can't front. That was the best water park I've ever been to.
I could imagine.
I don't know, man. It sounds like a
WAP. But they changed it though. They changed it to it's some I think it's a it's like a Hawaiian styled.
It's WAP Park now.
Is what?
WAP Park.
It's WAP Park. Let me see. It's called not Cowabunga. It's called it's called Volcano Bay now.
Oof.
So it's like a Hawaii theme. I think it's Hawaii theme park. Okay. And like they got like some volcano water slide now and stuff like that.
So. I found out how pussy I am this week because I saw a video of, I forgot where it was in the world, but like a volcano erupted and mm-hmm. it was just chilling. I was like, yo, fam, if I live in that town and a volcano erupted, I'm fucking zooming out of there. These motherfuckers are just chilling.
I'm definitely over it. Like, I'm out.
Oh, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. That shit.
Doing Instagram videos, walking around, doing their fucking groceries. I was like, yo, ashes in this fucking sky.
Damn. And yo, that lava shit? Yo.
Yeah, y'all didn't watch Pompeii?
That shit, bro. I want no parts of that. I want none of that smoke, literally. Like,
in fact, none of that smoke.
Nah, I'm good. I don't know. I've had enough bad luck with stuff like that, so I'll stay away from volcanoes.
Yeah, you got to stay away from volcanoes for sure.
Anything dangerous, just stay away from.
Yeah. I might survive a volcano, though.
Don't even cook salami.
Don't cook. Okay. Perfect.
But on the subject of shit opening up, y'all heard about AMC theaters opening?
Bro.
Yes.
15 cents.
Y'all going?
No.
For
15? Nah, I'm good. Get the fuck out of here.
Look at them trying to lure people into the theaters with 15 cent
it's
tickets.
It's a nasty tactic.
It's a nasty tactic because it's 15 cent tickets for movies that you've already seen.
Yep.
It's not even for new shit. You want to see The Empire Strikes Back? 15 cents. Go for it.
Oh, Citizen Kane? Get the
go
fuck
for
out of
it.
Here.
Yo, I was thinking it was like
just to be in a theater.
I was thinking it was new movies.
Just to get you to go out and go to the movies again.
Yo, there's people that a lot of people gonna fall for that though.
Here's my thing about that, right? So even if it was new movies, let's say, like even with the Mulan situation, Mulan's going on Disney Plus for what? It was 30, right? Or 50?
30, yeah.
Yeah, $30.
30. Let's say you go on a date with a chick, right? And like between the tickets, snacks, fucking gas. You're paying more than 30. So, like, I'd rather fucking stay at home at this point and just rent the movie than fucking do the 15 cents and risk my life to go into a fucking movie theater at this point.
I'd rather just watch something else on one of my various streaming services. Thanks. I wait for Mulan to come on there for free. Like,
yeah.
I'm good. And especially with AMC, because AMC had already flip-flopped on, like, what they were planning on doing for this whole pandemic. So I'm good. I'm completely good off of that.
I thought they were closing down. Like when the pandemic first started, like the first month, they're like, oh, AMC might be bankrupt and closing down. And now they're doing like this whole $15 show. Like, yo, weren't y'all like out of here?
They kind of were. They're trying to like, that's why like at first, because at first their stance was, we're not going to, if we open back up, we're not going to require anybody at all to wear like a mask or anything.
Yeah, that was like later on. They were wilding.
And then like after that, they pulled that back because they kind of didn't want to go bankrupt. So they were like, all right, we're going to actually be clean and have people. But I mean, honestly, it really depends on like how their cleaning is at the end of the day also. Like,
we've seen how they clean before.
Yeah, facts. That's why I'm good. Like,
I'm good. Yeah.
I seen how dirty everything always is. Like,
you ain't going into the fucking theaters and wiping down every seat before a movie.
Nah,
I know you're not doing that.
No, definitely not. Definitely not
doing
that. And y'all not paying the people enough to do it anyway.
I'm for sure straight on all of that shit.
Yeah. So
like, there's no movies coming out that I want to see that bad. And it's like me going to Six Flags, one thing. Open space. I see them walking around with the fucking sanitizer dude looking like a Ghostbuster spraying sanitizer on everything. Niggas is going hard with their precautions. AMC is just like, we're just not going to give you refills. Like,
what? That ain't the issue.
There's no refills on popcorn. because that'll stop you from getting COVID. It's like, nah, because that'll save you money.
Yeah. Nigga said that's the cheapest way to get COVID is going to AMC for 15 cents. Cents you watch a movie and get COVID.
Facts. I was talking about the price point. Yeah, like, if it's a movie that's coming out that you really fuck with, like, are you really going to, like, argue the $30 for a rental? Like, that's how much a movie ticket costs.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a movie that I really, really, really want to see.
I'm
going to
argue the $30 for a rental because
that's wild. There's
no other movie that I've rented for $30. Rentals for movies are, like, five. I mean,
also, at that point,
if you said 10, I'd be cool with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The movie theater, the movie studios have to kind of, like, realize what their movie is. Like, not every movie is going to be a $30 rental.
Not any movie is a $30 rental.
Yeah, I feel like that price point is...
Black Widow for $30?
I would not. Not at all.
I probably would.
Like that's great. Nah, because like when you're paying all that...
called the internet.
You're paying because you're at the theater.
That too.
You know, with the huge 100 whatever inch screen it is.
Like and when I pay $30, I'm watching a movie in IMAX.
Exactly.
I can't do that at home.
Yeah.
I'm not paying true. $30 to watch a movie on TV.
At home, it's IDAX.
So what's your cutoff? IDAX.
$10. I'll give you $10 because I'm being understanding of the situation.
Bro, $10 is even $10 is like
I'm not arguing with you for $10.
I'll do ten.
Normally, Amazon is charging me $3 to rent a movie. I'll give you twice that and then some.
I say three times out of time.
Yo, you drive a hard bargain there, fool.
True. I give you three times what they normally ask for and an extra dollar on top because I'm nice.
I'm with you.
You ask more than that? Fuck out of here.
All right, Dimmadome.
All right. I'm on Marcel's boat. This is a $10 podcast. Fuck that.
Nah, it's not. Huh? Like,
what?
It's
a $10 podcast. They're not listening for free, man. Like, maybe hold off on that.
Like, yeah, like... Niggas is really trying to hit home with that price point though. Like I just think I think they're being a little too like should I say overzealous with that shit. I think
overzealous is a great word for that.
I think they should like bring even if they like let's not go all the way and say 30. Let's like start with 15 and see if niggas is just jump all the way to 30. Like we ain't want to see Mulan that bad.
I didn't want to see Mulan at all.
I want to see Mulan.
I want to see Tenet. But I'm not giving you $30 to watch Tenet.
Yeah,
I'm a pirate that shit illegally.
Facts. Like there's so many different ways. That's just them trying to like stay alive. And
if they told me like yo, just $10 to rent Tenet, I give them $10 instead of pirating it. Anything above that, suck my nuts. I'm watching for free thanks to some dude in Russia.
Ah. Aha.
Uh-huh. I mean, y'all rental prices is too high. Blockbuster wasn't doing that. And y'all see where they at now.
Airbnb in it.
Airbnb in it. I like Airbnb that.
Segway God.
It's wait, nasty. So are they really in Airbnb now?
Yeah, the last Blockbuster somewhere out in the Midwest. I think it was like Oregon or something. Say,
the better question is, will you Airbnb in the middle of the Midwest in a Blockbuster? That's a big pass for me.
I don't want to be in the Midwest in general.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's like the... I just typed in Blockbuster and like it already... That's what everybody's looking for?
I mean, that's how news filters work. James...
Yeah,
it just discovered Google.
Nah, but who's looking for Blockbuster though?
Everybody,
you because of the docket. If y'all never put this on the docket, I would have never known this was a thing.
I want to know like, how much is it a night.
And second of all, you're wrong because it's not in the Midwest; it's Oregon.
Oh, it's in Oregon.
Sucker.
I don't know what I said it was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, West Coast then.
I think I had to think about it. it says it is listed for.
Oh, it's $4 a night.
Yeah.
How much? Might have
$4 a night.
Wow.
If we go as a group, we survive.
3 one-night stays in September. What? A penny or more for a store's rental fee. Okay. Stocked with all your movies.
All your my movies?
Yo, this just says the store will be stocked with all your movies your heart could desire.
Oh, now, they don't know my heart.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all don't know my heart, so don't be. Don't be.
You got Booty Magic 44.
Don't be. They said earlier this year the company helped rent out New Jersey's Lucy the Elephant attraction.
Excuse me.
You don't know Lucy?
I don't know Lucy from Jersey.
Oh, Lucy knows you.
Apparently, but for $4.99, I'll do like a group stay.
Yeah, wait. We can't. You like, but if we could, we would for sure.
Yeah. Wait, but I. So I have a few questions. Does this have beds in it and shit?
Yeah,
I saw one bed.
It's got a giant couch.
That's a nasty Airbnb.
Oh yeah, it's top tier nasty.
Like,
well, so I would do a group and just bring a sleeping bag. I'm not sleeping that bed. Fuck out of here.
Yo, if y'all, this is nasty. I'm looking at it right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you see it? That looked like a lot of smushing is going on in that bed.
I can smell it through the picture.
Oh, I can smell it through the picture. What movie are you throwing on? What movie are you throwing on in that bed?
Yo, that bed is, I throw on Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller? That's the first one you'll throw on?
Yeah.
I'm throwing on Superbad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Marcel looks like he's throwing on some
hentai.
Hentai.
Blockbuster just has hentai at the ready.
They said anything that your heart desires. Your heart
desires, son.
I'm good. My heart does not desire tentacle monsters. Fucking.
Hey. Remember when Blockbuster tried to go at Netflix with the video on demand, and they tried to do like that Blockbuster's version of Netflix? Did anybody subscribe to that?
Remember when Blockbuster? Nah, don't. Remember when Blockbuster before they went on a business, they could have bought Netflix, and they said nah.
Yeah.
And now they turned their last location into an Airbnb.
Yep. Yeah. Hate to see it. Hate to see it.
They were just like, that'll never work. It's just like, yeah. I mean. Okay.
Niggas was banking on VHS and DVDs.
That's all right, though. Because one day some shit will pop up and Netflix will be like, that'll never work.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting there like, yo, can we Airbnb our headquarters?
That's even nastier.
Come spend a night in the office. Netflix headquarters. Yo,
look at the boardroom meeting plan.
Sleep on our trusted servers.
That's where Mark Zuckerberg comes in and buys everything.
Oh my god. Yo, Mark Zuckerberg, he's probably one of the best thieves we've ever had in history.
Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. He's good.
How he gets away with shit is amazing.
That nigga bought Instagram for the low.
He bought Instagram and just made Instagram steal everybody's shit.
Yo, yeah. Facts.
Like, I fam,
and do all of this shit pretty poorly. Except when they stole the Snapchat shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit worked really well.
That was still kind of poorly because the Snapchat still had them on the filters.
It's real people shit still trash. Use the
Snapchat filters. But I was like, How are we like going through this national thing where the president is like, no, you gotta sell TikTok, and then Mark Zuckerberg was like, whoa, what if we create our own TikTok and just throw that shit on the gram?
And he's like, very nice.
Like, how is that legal? I don't get that,
bro. Listen, man, dude. I don't know how that's legal, but it's not.
Zuckerberg's doing it though.
Zuckerberg's doing it. Like, remember he bought. Yo, if you look at it, this single bought Instagram for $1 billion. He bought WhatsApp for $19 billion.
He bought WhatsApp for $19 billion?
Yeah.
Damn. That shit was worth that much?
In 2014, so that shit's probably triple now.
Let me see. How much is WhatsApp worth now? Damn, my computer's slow.
What else is Facebook also? They own something else.
They own everything.
I forgot what it was. Between them, Apple, and Google, yeah, they own everything. And Amazon.
Announced this. Damn, that nigga. Yo, that dude is.
How do y'all feel about this argument that people are bringing up now about, like, should billionaires be outlawed. How do y'all feel about that?
No, I don't think they should be outlawed. I just think they should pay more taxes. They should pay the taxes they're supposed to pay.
I think they should pay more taxes than the regular person.
Because they don't pay.
They have more money.
But they don't pay the taxes they're supposed to pay in the first place.
That's relative
to their income.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't get about taxes, right? Regular person doesn't understand taxes, pays their tax, right? The richer you get, the more tax you pay. But also, the more richer you get, the more you have loopholes in tax. And that's what I don't understand. Like, why would our, I don't know if it's the government or the fucking IRS, but why would they put all these loopholes?
Because the government is run by rich people, so they put loopholes for them to stay rich. That's not really that hard to understand.
I was just more thinking about the IRS. I guess the IRS is kind of in their pocket, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the IRS don't pay taxes themselves, so that's they're all tax exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we be tax exempt? Like,
can we?
Yo, no. how we get taxed on our paychecks and then get taxed for everything else on top of it?
That's the biggest fucking highway robbery in history.
That's nuts. Yo, you ever look at your phone? Yo, I think we spoke about this before, but like, when you look at your phone bill, like, I look at the breakdown of like everything that I'm getting charged for, and it's like all types of taxes I'd never heard of before in my life. I'm like, what? A rain tax? What the fuck is a rain tax?
You know you gotta pay that rain tax. It rained about 3 times this month already.
Yo, so
they gotta keep them towers dry.
Bruh, it's like, I don't know, but I definitely think.
No, but literally, the fact that we get taxed on our paycheck and then the money we have left over from that tax, everything we buy, we get taxed on is wild.
Nah, we get triple and quadruple taxed. Like,
yeah.
It's really crazy.
When I was young, I don't know if you guys thought the same way when you were younger, but when you used to like watch people on like movies or like cartoons talk about like they're going to pay their tax and they pull up all these receipts, I'm like, do I got to keep all my fucking receipts from stores? Like, if I go to a bodega and I buy chairs, I got to keep the receipt for the tax man?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you write it off.
I've been losing my receipts left and right.
You write it off as a business lunch.
As a business lunch? the bodega wise?
Yeah, the
bodega. It's time for vinegar wise chips, so it's a business expense.
Yeah.
that's nuts.
Yo, that's what they be doing. Crazy. Like, it's just, I don't
know. Shit we don't learn in school, bro.
It's just nasty. Shit we don't learn
in school.
Like, when you look at it, and it's just one of the funniest things for me during this time, this whole pandemic time, and everybody talking about stimulus checks and whatnot. And it's just the funniest part to me is that, like, that the billionaires became 600 plus dollars in the pandemic, and the country's trying to figure out, are we going to do another stimulus? And then billionaires are talking about, why are we doing another stimulus? It's so stupid. Y'all became $600 billion. Y'all became over half a trillion dollars richer over a time where the country shut down.
Yep.
And y'all complaining about people who are making $20,000 a year getting extra money.
Yeah. Assholes.
I remember even Elon Musk was like, I don't know why they're doing this. Meanwhile, my man worked like...
Elon, if you don't go shut your ass up and finish that tunnel...
Meanwhile, my man over here building spaceships and rocket ships and going to the moon and all this shit. And you talking about... You don't understand. Like, I don't know, man. It's just it's a nasty time in history, bro. I can't even...
Yeah.
But then you can say that about a lot of other periods in time, obviously.
But... Yeah. Every time like, is a nasty time.
I feel like for this is our nastiest time since being adults, like
being alive.
Yeah, for us,
this definitely tops Bill getting topped off in the overall office. Definitely tops this. Cuba Gooding Jr. out here wilding.
Hold on, I gotta pull this up because
James, why your man out here like this,
bro? First of all, I don't know what's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr., but your boy's wilding, first of all.
He's been wilding for a minute.
But the commentary about, I'm trying to find
it. Yeah, you got to read this quote word by word.
I gotta read the yeah.
For the record, this is Cuba Gooding Jr., actor extraordinaire, not any of us on this podcast.
Yes, definitely not any of us. We're saying that he's wildin'. I think he's definitely wildin'. And the comment is that
so he got in trouble for
one of the things he got in trouble for.
Yeah, there was a bunch of things. One of the things was for groping a woman in a club. I believe it was in a club. Yeah, it says groping a woman in a club. And his legal defense, his lawyer's defense, his defense is women with small breasts tend to be delusional. I can't even read this. It's so stupid. So my man's going to court for sexual assault case, and his defense is that women with small breasts. Why can't I say it right?
I don't know.
Because you can't even believe it.
Like, whatever.
What scientific fact that he gets to like back this up?
My thing is like, if that's your take, whatever he was accused of, he did it.
Yeah. Take him to that's jail. Take his attorney to jail.
Just take him.
All of that.
Did it.
Family, they had a meeting about this, and his attorney said, "Yeah, we'll go with that."
It says the actor and his legal team appeared in a Monday courthouse in a Manhattan. I can't even talk today. In a Manhattan courthouse Thursday for a preliminary hearing in his trial, and things took a strange turn when one of his attorneys argued a woman's negative feelings about her breasts can directly affect her perceptions of reality, specifically when it comes to sexual assault. What?
Wow.
What?
That's wild.
That's the first time I'm reading that part right there.
I didn't read that part. That's nuts. That's a crazy defense to walk into a courtroom with.
Bam.
Throw the whole prison on top of this man. Bam.
Yo, throw the whole actor away. Throw the whole defense attorney away. Throw all of them away. Like, what?
I hope he gets a judge with small breasts.
Yo,
I don't know if that sounds bad. I don't think so. But
and I gotta put the attorney's name out here, which is Peter Tumbekis, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Tumbekis. How to be Tumbekis.
It says raise this because one of Gooding's accusers once blogged about women's self-esteem and body issues.
Doesn't mean anything about sexual assault though. You wouldn't know if you got sexually assaulted, no matter what the fuck your esteem is.
Yo, bro.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yo, fam. So I honestly hope they get a judge that's a woman and she just is like, she just kills them.
Yeah.
Like, well, no matter what judge, but I just hope it's specifically a woman so she could look at him like, yo, what are y'all talking about in my court? Like, just like that.
Facts.
Actually, you know what? I'll be the judge.
Oh, my God.
They want me to put my legal hat on.
You'll be the judge. Marcel could be the
executioner.
Okay, we're gonna go there. I'm gonna sit a little cop sit next to you, but if you just bring an axe to the courtroom.
Nah, you the bailiff.
Nah, I'm the nigga with the typewriter.
You will be the little nigga typewriting.
Facts.
I don't know why I called you little nigga, but
I heard they actually have to buy their own typewriter. That's wild.
Yeah, them shits are like $5,000.
God damn.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. I hope they get paid good.
They make bread.
Oh, that's what's up.
But yeah, Cuba shit is nasty.
Yeah, that I mean, when you look at like some of the stuff that's been going on in the past, like when he was that commentary in the club about sucking you know, a younger man's genitalia.
Somebody sucked that younger man's dick.
Yeah, that's basically. I was trying to beat around the bush, but that's what
you trying to beat around the bush.
Yeah. Wow.
Somebody sucked that baby's dick.
And
it went anywhere near your bush.
Do you guys think that's it for his career?
I thought it was it 2 years ago.
Oh, I definitely thought it was it, but like I think it's like dead now. Like I think
I mean, it was dead prior to this. So
we're getting to the point now where it's like, what's the point of even like addressing this nigga? Like, don't even put him in headlights anymore. Just get him out of here.
Damn, I feel like people aren't talking about this as much though.
I guess it's a good thing. just because, like I said, I don't want him to get that attention he doesn't deserve. So yeah, don't talk about it. Well, we're talking about it because we need shit to talk about. But I'm glad that the general public isn't like making that much of a fuss over it. Like I was like, it's kind of like that whole thing with like surviving R. Kelly was like, yeah, it brought light to it, but it also made everybody aware of R. Kelly again. And we got some idiots still playing his music.
Yo, fam, I can't play his music, man.
Nah, I skip that shit every time. I can't.
People be still like, I've been to a few places where people still letting it fly, and I'm like, I can't agree with
it. Nah, you can't even dance to it no more. That shit's it's nasty.
You can't even do the what is it, the soul step or whatever it's called?
Oh,
stepping in the name of love. We can't even step in the name of love anymore.
Damn, man. Yo, speaking of nasty, your boy, well, I don't want to say your boy because of the allegations, but Drake Bell, former Nickelodeon star that everybody knows, is in the headlines for...
Yeah, what did he do? I don't even know what he did. I just know he's been doing some nasty shit.
His ex-girlfriend, her name is Melissa. She came out and said... She has allegations of misconduct, including verbal and physical abuse. He actually came out and he said, I never abused my ex-girlfriend or did so many other things Melissa falsely claimed on her TikTok video. As our relationship ended more than a decade ago, we unfortunately both called each other terrible names, as often happens when couples are breaking up, but that is it. So, I mean, that's what he's saying. I'm pretty sure she probably has receipts, some form of receipts, honestly. She said, clearly Melissa still felt close enough to me just last year that she was comfortable enough reaching out to ask me to provide her with financial support during a tough time, which I did. I do not know if today's behavior is some kind of misguided quest for more money or attention, but I cannot and will not allow these offensive, defamatory allegations to go unchallenged, and I'm reviewing my legal options.
Okay. So nothing's been proven.
I guess from what I'm reading, she said... she moved in with him. She said, I moved in with him. I was singing. It wasn't until about a year when the verbal abuse started. And when I say verbal abuse, imagine the worst type of verbal abuse you could ever imagine. And that's what I got. It turned into physical hitting, throwing, and everything. I don't know. I feel like my theory, well, I don't know too much about this because this is like really the first time I'm reading about it. But
yeah,
over the last, like, since... their show ended, Drake and Josh ended, and like everybody went their own ways. Josh went his own way. Drake went his own way. I don't know. Drake been a little weird, and like you would imagine him and Josh being cooler off the camera because their chemistry on camera was like really well, and like they grew up and you didn't really see them together like that, and then like Josh got married like a few years back and he didn't invite
Drake. Yeah, that was Drake. Odd.
And then Drake like felt some type of way about it and went online about it. I don't know. He's like done some like weird things. Like even he was beefing with Justin Bieber at one point.
That's like another wild beef to add to the list.
Yeah. And the thing is, and what Justin Bieber did was like he was talking mad shit about Justin Bieber. So what Justin Bieber did was Drake was releasing an album and Justin Bieber pulled up out front of his show where he was having a release party and all the fans came out.
Wow. That's and hilarious.
Then he left.
That's a pretty funny move.
So
I don't agree with much that Justin Bieber does, but that was funny.
Yeah, facts. But I gotta
walk that little thin line, bro. But if there's nothing proven, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, like I said, I'm pretty sure she has she said I have photos.
I have photos of this.
You gotta release them at this point because it's been ten years. You're just coming out with this. You gotta come with receipts and photos at this point.
Because she said at the pinnacle of it, he drug me down the stairs at our house and my face, he said
at this point until we get photos and receipts.
Facts.
We need something because we're getting too much of these, and I don't know. Since it's been 10 years, I get it, some people don't want to come forward with the embarrassment, but this doesn't really seem like something that you should be embarrassed about. Like if you're going through physical abuse in your relationship, you would have gone to like the attorneys or somebody closer.
Nah, she could have been afraid. There's a lot of factors in that shit. So
no, like, I know, but
there's a lot of reasons why she wouldn't have.
So what's the difference now?
I don't know. That's for her to decide. I'm not her.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know Drake Bell. I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know shit about this shit. So
yeah,
I like Drake. If he didn't do that shit,
oh yeah.
I mean, if he did that shit, fuck him. If he didn't do that shit, fuck her. That's it.
Yeah. Let's wait until we get the more proof and
receipt. Damn. So if he did it, do you think they'll pull all the shows from Nickelodeon?
Who, Viacom? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Viacom,
no, you think they'll leave it?
Yeah, Viacom's leaving that shit.
Damn.
They still playing that shit?
Yeah, they still play it.
I'm pretty sure the Nickelodeon app, they have it somewhere. Wait, didn't Nickelodeon just get a deal with Netflix?
Yeah, with Netflix.
Yeah, Drake and Josh would be on there. Trust me. Niggas felt
pressured with that Disney Plus app coming. They was like, yo, we got to do something.
Damn, Disney Plus still has That's a Raven, and it has Orlando Brown on it.
Yo, facts. Yo,
as long as the money's coming in, niggas don't care.
Yo, son. Speaking of Orlando, what happened to Orlando Brown?
A lot happened to Orlando Brown.
Have y'all ever y'all gonna say no? But have y'all ever sat and watched his music videos?
No.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Look, I'm trying to just do with your time.
Nah, Marcel. One day, just sit down, take like 10 minutes, and just skip.
I can do a lot of shit in 10 minutes.
Nah. But you gotta do this.
A lot of it won't be as fun.
You won't be mad.
I don't know, man. I could beat my meat in 10 minutes. That's more fun than this.
You're right, but when you have another 10 minutes,
watch Orlando Brown videos. Think about what you just asked me. Think about what you just asked me.
I'm thinking about it. Like, when you have a non-horny 10 minutes, how about that?
When is that?
Know, man.
it gotta be a non-erotic 10 minutes.
Marcel don't have many of those.
Man, look 10 at the stretch. Minutes can be spent on just about anything, man.
Like, you gotta do it one day.
To get Marcel riled up, I guess.
I could eat a sandwich. I could meditate for 10 minutes real quick. All of these things way more beneficial than watching some coked out motherfucker do backflips. I'm cool, man. I grew up in the hood. I seen enough of that in my life, man. I see niggas teaching niggas how to do karate for crack rock. I'm cool, man.
Karate for crack, like,
listen, man, crack rock? You never seen corner store crack rock karate?
This nigga grew up in New Jack City, apparently.
Merrick Boulevard used to be wild. You don't know nothing.
Yeah, son.
Yo, nah, you right about that. Yo, and the thing is, like, the thing about Merrick is the closer you get to Jamaica Ave, it gets like progressively worse. Like,
there's a portion in between that's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's just like yo, yeah, it's still fucked.
But it's like when you get towards like West Side Merrick, that's when it gets a little crazy over there. Like, for people who don't know what we're talking about, just think about the hood.
There'll be parts of Jamaica while I'm driving through, and I just gotta put the music down at the red light.
So you can see the direction
you just wanna hear.
Yeah, I just wanna hear the footsteps as I'm gonna die.
You want niggas to run up on the Buick?
No, that Buick does 0-60 in about 34 seconds. I gotta be alert. Oh, man. But yo, I don't think Chris is gonna make it. But and I think
Chris is definitely not gonna make it.
Oh, I didn't know you were still waiting for him.
No, that nigga sleep. But those are all the non-Chris topics we have. So thank you for joining us this week.
Wait, I like. Guys? Wait, Wait, what about the one on the docket that says one week later and I still want to fight everyone saying something?
That's 1,000% a Chris topic.
Oh, yeah, that was Chris.
I don't know who he wants to fight. That man just wants to fight. He's been wanting to fight somebody since 2011. Somebody pissed him off so he can fight already.
He's been wanting to fight somebody out the womb.
Fam. Somebody pick a fight with this dude so he can stop talking about this. Chris just needs one good fight in him.
All right, so
I feel like he'll be calmer after that, too.
I'm going to set up a fight with him and Marcel.
Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, it can't be one of us because we need to do a podcast after.
Nah, I mean, we'll still do the podcast after. Oh, got it. It'll be a four-way match.
Oh, now you got to include us, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to hire a referee.
Who? Because it can't be one of your cousins because you're going to win.
I feel like Odie would be a very, like, a fair referee.
Odie would definitely turn heel on Marcel.
I'm not in this at all.
Like, y'all do
what y'all want.
Odie's the type of referee to grab a steel chair and just hit Marcel when he's about to win.
Yo, that's a fact. I'm with it, and I'm winning that one. So I'm gonna set
most,
that one.
Most
that one. That one's in the works. You can find me at what episode was this? You said 102?
101.
Thug Motivation 101.
Podcasting 101.
Okay. Yo, we didn't even figure out what the title of this episode is gonna be.
We'll figure it out when I play it back.
Okay. So yeah, you can find me. So that's episode 101.
Yeah.
Of the Honorable Mention Podcast. And you can find me at JUST_Jivimus. That's JVMES, the best way to spell Jivimus, and you're probably never gonna spell Jivimus.
The only way to spell Jivimus.
That's right.
Where can they find you, Marcel?
You can find me everywhere at DrumFu. That's DRUM_FU on all social media platforms. Continue running up, imported by Capital OD.
Fire.
Shekinah Broughton and your cousin Ish. We really appreciate all the love and support that we've gotten so far. And for sure, look forward to giving y'all the video. Like, I hope it comes sooner than later.
All right. That's a fire record.
I can't wait for the video.
Yo, I'm so excited. Y'all don't understand how excited I am for the video.
I wish we would have pulled up, honestly.
And it needs a behind the scenes. Yo, if I was not busy, I was going to put my name on the list.
Facts.
Fine.
But I was going to put my name on the list as somebody else, though.
and just surprise myself.
Wait, what? I was at the wrong part. Oh, what'd you say, Lou?
I said, and surprise Marcel, I would have been down for that.
Yeah, and surprise Marcel. But I'd have had on like a full mask where you couldn't see who I am. And then mid van ride, I'd pull it off like, yo, ha, I'm here.
Yeah, so James wouldn't have been in the video.
Big facts.
Where can they find you, Lou?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter as always at Louis the Designer. It's LUIS, the best way to spell Louis the Designer. Go to
find Lewis in the Western Beef Meat section.
Yeah. Definitely, son.
Yeah,
you're not a vegetarian.
Pounding.
Yeah. they call him Mr. Carne.
Carne Asada, son. But new lyric/music video for Antoinette coming soon.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you the song, y'all will just be surprised when it comes out. In the meantime, go to our YouTube channel, Antoinette Music, ANTONETTE Music. Go check out her covers. She's been dropping weekly. Do all that good stuff. Run the numbers up.
Yeah.
And homebodyshop.com, homebabeshop.com. Is that a .com? I'm going to make sure that's a .com. Homebabeshop on Instagram.
Homebabeshop.
On Instagram and on TikTok.
Especially on TikTok.
Yeah. And no, on Etsy. It's on all of them. It's on Etsy, TikTok.
It's everywhere, man.
Everywhere. Homebabeshop is everywhere. Homebodymerch.com is somewhere there. Like, Chris is going to tell me not to tell people not to order from there, but order from there.
He's been saying that shit for weeks.
Order from there anyway.
Facts. Follow Chris on DuckJordan_.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I got to write it down every week, so are you damn sure I got it?
Yeah, but you sounded so unsure.
Yeah,
because all of you got underscores, but in the middle, Chris is the only one that has it on the outside.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't want to say Doug_Jordan.
The nigga just said he has it down packed because he writes it down every week, and now it's like,
no. Oh. If I didn't write it down every week, I would have said Doug_Jordan.
Then he told us exactly why he doesn't have it down.
That's me, though. I wouldn't be me if I didn't do that.
Dude, let me tell you why I'm shaky on this.
But I'm sure. Just know I'm sure.
I'm sure I'm shaky.
Come back next week. Follow the podcast. Honorable Mention Pod on Instagram. Honorable Mention Podcast.
Son, y'all don't pay attention to this podcast.
This thing is shaky as hell.
The HMP OD. The HM Pod on Twitter.
It sounds like a Lloyd Banks album.
Yeah, we gotta let Lou do the intro next week so we can see how bad he fucks that up.
This is why I don't do intros.
Yeah, we see.
This ain't even the intro. Blur. He doesn't even know what part this is.
Nigga said we're doing the chorus.
He thinks this is the intermission.
Wait, this isn't the bridge?
The bridge is over. Then OD drove under it.
Bye.